Well, they're moving ahead, Tom, and there was a big move on the East Coast to retrofit the plants at Canaveral to natural gas and run a new gas pipeline in.
Where would that gas come from?
Gas would come from New Orleans, and it would be piped across the Gulf of Mexico or an overland route. That piece is being worked out, and it would be the third natural gas pipeline that serves the state of Florida.
So what's the current status of this latest pipeline? Is it in the planning stages? Or
No, it's beyond that. It's in the active permitting stage, and the company's determining whether they want to permit an over-the-land route or an across-the-Gulf route, which is what the second pipeline, the Continental Pipeline, did, came across the Gulf to Port Manatee. So they're deciding where they want to bring the line in. But the demand is there. Power and Light wants the gas for its East Coast power plants. And so it appears that this is going to move forward.
Well, Hank, I think some might find that worrisome given the recent well-publicized disasters involving natural gas pipelines exploding. Is that primarily because the pipeline, the infrastructure was old? And what would keep that type of thing from happening with this new pipeline?
Well, Tom, all energy has the potential to create risk and problem. These new natural gas pipelines are very high technology. They have a great safety record. The failures that have occurred, the well-publicized failures that have occurred with lines that haven't been as well maintained over time and older lines. But considering all the energy that's moved around, this is probably the safest way to move BTU energy from point A to point B. Compare it against tanker trucks driving around and other things that, energy is inherently dangerous.
But, of course, some are more dangerous than others, are they not? I mean, there's a big push now for nuclear power along the coasts of Florida. Just a few months after we saw what happened with a coastal nuclear power plant in Japan, there's a renewed push to explore gas and oil exploration in the Gulf just a year and a half after the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history there. And even if natural gas is as safe as you say, you know, there still have been serious safety problems, both with the extraction process of the gas and the transportation of it. So I guess my question is, do we really have to keep going back again and again to these more risky types of energy technologies?
In a word, yes, because we don't have any other plan. We don't have any other bona fide replacement. Now, lots of people are going to say, well, we should be using more renewable energy. And in the longer run, yes, that's absolutely the case. But in the short run, the technologies aren't there. They're very expensive relative to fossil fuel or nuclear. And we have been unwilling or unable as a society for 30 years to impose a real energy policy that would provide, say, a carbon tax that would encourage the use of renewables. And until, as an economist, I would say, until we're willing and able to impose a substantial carbon tax to change the economics are so favorable to fossil fuels and so unfavorable to renewables that we simply don't use very many of them.
So you've said this before, Hank, that as an economist, you feel that a national carbon tax is the best way to go to fund research and development into more renewable energy sources. But is there something we could be doing here as a state? I mean, we are the Sunshine State. What could the state be doing to move us toward, to promote a more robust solar and wind and renewable energy industry in the state?
I don't think a state can do it by itself, Tom. We need a national carbon tax. We need a national policy that would raise the cost of using fossil fuels and nuclear fuels if we want to be serious about this. And until we do that, a state like Florida can't just have its own carbon tax because it would erode the state's economy and its competitive position. All states would have to be under the same rules and regulations, which means we need a federal policy that would enforce this. We've been talking about a federal energy policy since 1975 when we had the Arab oil embargo, and shame on us for doing nothing.